Many schools in Pennsylvania and around the country are making decisions about closing their doors and holding classes online to help slow the spread of coronavirus. But whether in a classroom or online, in Pennsylvania, teaching climate science isn't required. That might change. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis has this story.
A random act of teaching. That's how Jeff Remington describes the state of climate change education in Pennsylvania today.
There is no consistency of how it would be taught. I don't think there's any formal training of how to teach it or why to teach it.
Remington's a middle school science teacher in Palmyra, just outside of Harrisburg. He's been teaching science for 33 years, but not climate change. In fact, he's hard-pressed to think of any teacher he knows who's tackling climate science in the classroom. That's largely because the state's current science standards don't address climate change specifically. They were written in 1996 and were adopted 17 years ago.
Our existing standards do talk a lot about man's impact on the environment, and certainly teachers have been doing that, but the specifics of climate change have not been a part of our old standards.
That means schools in the state are not formally required to teach climate change. So as study after study warns about the risks of a warming planet, many Pennsylvania students are learning nothing about it. Climate education is left to the random, bold teacher or forward-thinking school district.
It's almost like Keystone Cops. Everybody's thinking the other person should be teaching it, and then nobody is.
This is Lee Foy. She's been teaching science in York, Pennsylvania for more than 20 years.
Social studies teachers should be teaching about this. Economics teachers should be teaching about this. I mean, this generation of students are going to be the ones that are the most impacted. And therefore, we have to give them the tools to be able to be climate science literate.
About 10 years ago, Foy started looking around for materials to help bring climate education into her classroom. She couldn't find any. So she and her husband, a college chemistry professor, created their own. This summer, they held their first workshop for teachers.
The teachers that were in our workshop, some of them commented that they got some blowback from their administration about attending the workshop. I didn't really realize that this was avant-garde as it appears to have been. They know it's a polarizing topic, and they tend to want to shy away from polarizing topics.
There are other reasons teachers may shy away from climate change. A 2016 survey by the National Center for Science Education and Penn State revealed that teachers themselves aren't always confident about the science. Foy says in her training, she first had to talk about how climate change should be taught.
It should be based on the science, but the problem is that in an attempt to be fair and balanced, they feel erroneously led to present the other side of the science when there isn't any. And so students end up getting confused. It is established science. And so it should be taught in the classroom.
That could become the norm in public schools across Pennsylvania. In September, Governor Wolf announced that the state is starting the process to revamp its science curriculum. One option on the table is the Next Generation Science Standards. Most states use these standards or something based on them. But Pennsylvania is only one of six states that does not. NextGen, as it's known, has comprehensive climate change lessons from kindergarten to 12th grade.
The NextGen standards really focuses on the process of understanding science.
This is Cassie Quigley, a professor of science education at the University of Pittsburgh.
Throughout the standards, you'll see things like develop a model, create an experiment, analyze and interpret. You still have to know the content and be able to design an experiment, but you're applying it. And that's one of the reasons why educators like myself really are drawn towards the Next Generation Science Standards, because it is pushing our kids away from rote memorization of facts to understanding how to do scientific inquiry.
Quigley says that she thinks the state is at a tipping point when it comes to science education, and it's being driven by young people.
They aren't as worried about who caused this problem, why this problem exists, but the fact that they're living with it and having to live with the implications of the fact we haven't cared for our Earth.
So you're going to have, your team will have time at each one of these questions, okay?
For the past couple of months, Pennsylvania education officials have been on a statewide listening tour to get public input on a new standard. They've held 13 meetings, including one in Monroeville last month, that drew dozens of science teachers.
I'm here because I've learned that Pennsylvania science standards are lagging behind the rest of the nation.
This is John Simpson, a biology teacher at Franklin Regional Middle School in Murraysville, Pennsylvania.
The standards should reflect modern society, and politics are pulled into the standards generating process, and it shouldn't be. It should be an apolitical process.
The fear is that even after a new standard is adopted, there could be pushback from Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled legislature. After NextGen was adopted in Florida, a Republican state senator introduced legislation that would let schools teach alternative concepts from what he calls controversial theories, such as evolution and human-induced climate change. Lee Foy doesn't think it will come to that. She cites an NPR poll from April 2019 that shows that 4 out of 5 parents want their kids to learn about climate change in the classroom.
You know, that's a clear mandate. Parents want their kid to learn about the science, and that was across the political spectrum.
But with a process that could take years, some of those kids may be in college before climate change is taught in all Pennsylvania public schools. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.